Elizabeth and Susan hoped the next step would be to get the vote for women and for African Americans. Some people wanted to get the vote for African American men first. They said that women must wait their turn. Disagreement over this issue caused suffragists to form two groups in 1869. Elizabeth and Susan formed the National Women's Suffrage Association, NWSA. The NWSA wanted a constitutional amendment that gave women the vote. Men couldn't join the NWSA. The other group was called the American Woman Suffrage Association, AWSA. Leaders of the AWSA worked to get the vote for African American men first. Then the AWSA began to work for women's suffrage. Caption: Lucy Stone was the president of the AWSA. Caption: Like Susan B. Anthony, these two suffragists tried to vote and were turned away. Elizabeth and Susan continued to fight for women's rights. In 1878, they urged a senator to introduce a constitutional amendment for women's suffrage. It didn't pass. The same amendment was introduced every year for 40 years. By 1890, women could vote in two states. That same year, the NWSA and the AWSA merged. The new group was the National American Woman Suffrage Association, NAWSA. It continued the fight for women's suffrage. Susan was sure women would be able to vote one day. In her last speech, she said, "Failure is impossible." Feature box: The 19th Amendment. The 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. passed it in 1919. To become law, three-quarters of the states had to ratify or approve it.